Hey guys, what's up this beautiful Wednesday evening? I'm gonna do a reading for Taurus for the month of March. How's everybody doing? All right, let's see what we got for you. Okay, that one popped out. We're going to do a basic 5-card read. All right. First card is the Ace of Swords. Your second card is the Hierophant. Uh-oh, too many. Hold on. All right, third card is the Chariot. The 7 of Pentacles. The Knight of Cups. Okay. All right, your first card is the Ace of Swords, and that card represents victory through having the mental strength to achieve all the things that you're setting out to achieve. It shows that you're beginning to get a clarity of mind, creative thinking. Some of you have been wanting to take a risk on something, starting a new business, maybe a relationship. This card represents that you should take the risk. You should go for it. You know, perhaps in some sort of divine inspiration, you know, to make happen what you're trying to accomplish. So if you had a question that you were asking, that card represents yes. That go for it. If you know, sometimes you gotta take the risk. It's not gonna be easy, but it'll be rewarding. So the answer is yes. Your next card is the Hierophant card, and this card is symbolic of education and tradition. This card also suggests you seeking spiritual guidance, you know, having a reading, going to your pastor, maybe even speaking to a family member that you know provides great advice, spiritual clearing. It's also indicative of, you know, like you're trying to find yourself, you know, you doing that self evaluation. You know, you're trying to find your meaningful purpose in life, you know, and you're, it's a good time to medicate, maybe, not medicate, don't go out there and be taking the Xannies and shit. Now it's a good time to meditate and, you know, focus and get intuitive to yourself and see what you really want in life and the things that you really like. Your next card is the Chariot card, and that card reveals that some sort of journey coming up. It has a very positive overtone with this card. The journey will most likely be a progression of some sort. So it could be a journey figuratively, like, you know, you just moving through your life, which the Hierophant card and the Ace of Swords is all leading towards is something like a reevaluation of your circumstances, your life, figuring out where you're going to go. And so the Chariot card could just signify that you're taking that journey from one, you know, phase in your life to another one. But it can also mean a physical journey. Maybe you're going on a trip real soon. Maybe you're getting ready to go visit family. Maybe you're getting ready to go somewhere that you always wanted to. Just be careful now. You know that virus is out there, honey. But it does definitely signify some kind of journey. And the card also, you know, describes you as being a very confident person. You know, if you're asking any kind of question, that card represents the answer of yes. So You're doing pretty good there. Your next card is the Seven of Pentacles. And that card represents perseverance in your occupation or business. It's also associated with success, but through slow, steady growth. And again, this reevaluation of your life, you take in time to get to know yourself again, find out what your purpose is. So this journey that you take into self-improvement is gonna get you where you wanna be, and you're gonna be very happy and successful, but it's gonna be slow and steady, which means you gotta really dedicate yourself. You can't say, for instance, I wanna open up a business today and then by tomorrow I'm making six figures. No, you have to work towards most businesses, they're in the red the first few years. So it takes hard work, dedication. If you into social media, constantly posting your product, constantly posting what you do, getting yourself known, getting yourself out there. But that card also signifies yes. So far with the five card read, you have four cards that all are pointing to the letter, I mean to the answer of yes. Okay, so your final card in the five card spread, Taurus, is the Knight of Cups. And the Knight of Cups is a fantastic card because it talks about, like relationships and things like that. The Knight of Cups is a person who's very romantic. Chivalry is not dead when it comes to him. Like a passionate dreamer bringing along new opportunities of some sort in a positive way. He represents self-acceptance and arrival to finding the proper path to your life. So, and then again, if you're asking a question, the answer to your question is yes. So whatever it is you're wondering or you asking is definitely saying that your question, the answer to your question is yes. Let me pull out two wisdom cards for you. All right. Your first one is self-worth. And basically, that card is saying that you can't expect nobody else to value you if you don't value yourself. So you have to be confident. And if you're going to make these changes that's about to move you to the spiritual growth of opportunity and success, you have to be confident. You can't keep second guessing yourself. If this is what you want to do, then do it. Also, if this is a relationship that you're moving towards, that you've been single for a moment, or you just was over men or over women for quite some time, and you're trying to move into a relationship with someone that you met or someone you're about to meet, and you're leery because you've been hurt before, it also signifies take the risk, chance, but make sure that you're always valuing your self-worth. Don't let nobody play you. Don't let nobody put you on the back burner, make you a second fiddle. If you can't be number one, refuse to be number two. Don't do that to yourself. And if you love yourself and you respect yourself, you're not gonna ever allow nobody else to mistreat you or do you dirty. So again, if you're gonna take this chance, just know that the spiritual guides are with you. God is with you, and even if you fall, you're going to be okay. You're going to get back up, dust yourself off, and you're going to keep moving forward. Because all of these cards indicate nothing but growth and success. Don't be doing this just because you're bored. Yeah, I'm bored with my life. I want to do something. No, do something that you're completely passionate about. This card symbolizes, courage, believing in yourself. Let's get one more wisdom card. Spiritual guys, threw that one at me. All right, that's risk. See, and all your cards are leading to exactly what your wisdom cards are saying. You gotta take the risk sometimes. You gotta jump out there, And yeah, it's a possibility that you might get hurt. There's a possibility that the business might not be as successful as you want it to be immediately, But it's going to happen. It's there for you. The spiritual guys got your back. God got your back. Everything is there for you. All right. For you guys who this reading is for love, let me pull a romance card out for you. All right. Let's see. Okay. It says, let your friends help you. Ask for and accept support from other people. Because, you know, Tauruses, you can sometimes be bullheaded. I'm going to do it myself. I don't need nobody. I got this on my own. But sometimes it's okay to take help and take a helping hand. Let me pull one more of these for you. Attraction. You attract romantic love by enjoying this moment fully. So for those of you that is talking about a relationship, it's saying don't run from it. You know, enjoy the moment. Enjoy what's going on. Stop thinking so hard. All right, I'm going to pull an advice card for you. Your life does not get better by chance. It gets better by change. You see how the spiritual guides work? All of these cards are supporting one another. Everything is working in perfect harmony to give you your answer. Okay, we're going to pull one more from the Archangel deck. Taurus. I am, it's Daniel, Archangel Daniel. I am the angel of marriage, and I am assisting you right now. So, the ones that this card reading is about a romantic situation, that's going to be good for you too. Take the risk. Jump out there, Tauruses. You got this. There's nothing stopping you but you. I believe in you. Believe in yourself. All right? That's Auntie Reads. I'll see you guys soon. Bye.